Blog Talk Radio.
The proof is in the scriptures coming steady with me. Shalom to all my brothers and sisters the world over. Blessed to be experiencing the greatness of God. It's good knowing you. I'm from Tacoma and always seeking the fellowship for the reason of knowing the difference of Hebrew and heathen. I'm reaching out to y'all. Hit me up on the cell. Write me an email, but teach the knowledge on the DL. You know they listening to our transmissions, but only key words catch their attention. So speak to me in the cold unknown to these soulless monkeys. Let the game unfold. We gon' show these. They can't stop us from learning the true words of Yah. Even though they keep a secrets up in Vatican City, I want the spirit of wisdom and understanding up in me. And praise to Yah if you feel me. What I need right now from you is a scripture too. We got a lot of work to do. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause admit we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no pain, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the story. Come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So why you waiting? Come and study with me. We have been bamboozled, everything that fools do. Some Hebrews are gap and act like it's usual activities of life, but they done learned the wrong teaching. Those of us in the Yah should start speaking up. They're beating us.
Look what they're
knocking
doing
on doors with their negative knowledge. They are recruiting. I know the scriptures say only a remnant will make it, but it's hard standing still knowing the punishments they're facing. I'm sick of these masons using their black magic to control how my people are thinking. It's tragic. That's why we need to sit down, combine thoughts, write up some literature, and spread it around. There's a plague out there, and only Yah is cure. And if we witness to our people, then there won't be no more. They'd have to suffer for giving praises to the many false deities this beast has created. I show hate.
I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause admit we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no pain, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Don't just speak about Yah or written in the book of remembrance. So why you waiting? Come and study with me. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause admit we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no pain, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Don't just speak about Yah or written in the book of remembrance. So why you waiting? Come and study with me.
I've been called everything from a blasphemous to a constitutionalist, new revolutionist. I know they ready to label me as a terrorist, cause I ain't too big on calling myself American. I'm a Hebrew, descendant of Shem, all the way down to Jacob. I'm living for them. Y'all gave the laws to Moses and said it would never end, but in 2003, we still living in sin, and it's a shame. It's not like we can't change. Instead of trying to learn the scriptures, we live them in vain. So many habits in our brain that we won't let go. Then we teach it to our children, continuing the cycle. I can't stand these Muslims, Christians and Jews that don't pay close attention to the things they do. But since we know a little better than them, we need to use these computers to start writing letters to them. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause admit we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no pain, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Don't just speak about Yah or written in the book of remembrance. So why you waiting? Come and study with me. Come and study with me. I take the proof is in the scriptures. The proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me.
So many different types of techniques that are commonly hinted at and discussed to very minor detail, like a certain, for instance, terms like that are translated as prophet are used, thrown around a lot, but nobody really knows what a prophet does other than speak through divine revelation. But there are other types of mystical talents, abilities. Some taboo, that is forbidden, and some permitted. And we're going to cover all of them in this series. Every kind of mystical practice mentioned in the Bible, we're going to discuss what it is, what the practice, if it's forbidden or not, how it is forbidden and why it is forbidden, what it does, all of it. We're going to get down nitty gritty for a few episodes. The first we're going to do, we're going to look at the term Nabiya, translated as prophet. You want to find it, the one I ran up on was in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 2. And I probably can find you, it's in the Strong's dictionary. I don't have the index number with me, but it's something you very easy to find. My translation of it is, he works miracles, signs, and omens, a dreamer of dreams. And a dreamer of dreams, the word for dream is translated from the Hebrew word cholam, and it comes from the root chet lamet, ancient Hebrew, left hand of the Bible, index number 1173, meaning hole or bore, to bore a hole. So this dreamer of dreams is a person, he works miracles, and he's able to make a pierce or bore a hole from the earth, the solid world where we live, earth's realm of solid material world, through to the spirit world. Freemasons call these people travelers. So this person is a traveler to and from the material and spiritual worlds. But most often, the person's understood to be a speaker, a spokesperson, if you will. This person speaks of their mystical experiences and or revelations to audiences. So this person, he engaged in these vision quests or whatever different cultures consider them. And people come to these people to hear what they have to say for what they've learned from their experience. Okay, that term is translated into the English by way of Greek as prophet. The prophet is not an English word, it's a Greek word. It's an anglicized Greek word. Okay, but you want to put it in more contemporary English, we could say a spokesperson. So a spokesperson for whichever entities have endowed this talented person of charismatic, because remember Greek, the word charisma means gift. So this gifted person has been gifted with an ability by some deities with some information to relay to the people in the material world where we live, where we interact primarily. Okay, now, we can also direct our attention to, I really wanted to move toward the term for astrologer, but I may have to delay that because of some Aramaic words for astrologer. I want to combine that so we won't mix that up. We should spend some time really delving into that. So right now we'll look at the term in Deuteronomy 18, verse 10. There's a passage with a series of prohibited mystical practices. The first of which is passing of the children through the fire. I'll read the Hebrew text here. It says, Me Obri Banu Wa Batu Baish Kasem Kasamim Me Onan Wa Me Nachashu. Now that phrase translated is crossing over his son and his daughter in the fire. And the word kasem literally means to encourage others, literally. They'll be an encourager of others. Kasem, kasamim, mean be a very advocate of doing that in the society. So that's called the infinitive absolute in Masoretic Hebrew. You see, kasem, kasamim, that's you know, saying, now, so this person, you know, he does it, but he gets his other people to do it as well. And the last phrase is, Meh onan wa me nechashishu. Now, this, I like to direct attention to the last one, nechashu. The nechash, we're familiar with Genesis chapter 1. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 3. Is that word is also translated after as serpent or enchanter or fascinator. That's the power to captivate or fascinate, to delude. And many ancient cultures you may see drawings in different ways. Show a serpent in the background, showing the serpent power is the genius behind the mystical traditions of the world. So, you already know that the scriptures is telling you here, you're doing that, you're tapping into that serpent power. The Bible, the Hebrew writers also talk about the ancient serpent called the devil. And that's this ancient serpent power, these Satans that endow people with ability and or desire to carry out the rituals that are prohibited by Yahweh, Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, the deities of the Israelites, the deities of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, on pronunciations. And that power is antagonistic to the creative, to the creators. Okay? Now, we've already established that the Nakashu are the serpent powers, the enchanter, the hypnotist. Now, in that same section, he also mentions this term Ob. It is a derivative of the word father, and it is one of the forbidden practices. The Ob, some Bibles transliterated as OV, O-V. Now this term is never translated into the English. And I'm not going to say never, rarely. Usually they just write O, but some Bibles will translate it as medium. And you can find an ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible, index number 1002, J, Ash, N, superscript, M, and it's on page 50. And this term is used to describe an individual who is a vessel for the dead people to speak to the living. So when you hear about people doing and performing seances, what they're doing is they prepare themselves to be possessed. And they disturb, they have some ritual by which they wake up the dead, they wake the dead, and the dead speaks to the living because they don't have voice. They have to get to somebody who is solid in the material world, who is prepared to them to enter them, and they speak. They come in the dead, and the living join the dead in the body of this living person, and that person gives voice to the dead person, and that's what the Ob is. And another practice that's always joined with the Ob and the Yidoni is called the Yidoni, and that's Strong's index number 3049. And I don't know why I don't have the ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible index number here, but well, we know that the word Yadon, Yado, Yod, Dalet, Ayin is the root, and it means knowledge. And these people are what they call, and this is called these people who have they intuit by way of this I would say it's the serpent power. And those persons are not practicing. They're practicing some type of means of by which they understand them. Maybe they're constantly possessed. But we are not explicitly told the means or how they know what it is they know. But they know something, and the method by which they know it is taboo. So now we'll take a break, and we'll allow you to probably catch up and go and check out Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, and look over the prohibited acts there. And we'll be right back. Listen in to African Conversations on the African Knowledge Network, where we will converse with researchers about matters significant to the African diaspora community. Join us on Facebook on the African Conversations community page. Enjoy the dialogue on African Conversations on blogtalkradio.com.
According to Henry David Thoreau, a man is rich in proportion to the number of things that he can afford to let alone. With that in mind, we find our people locked in a permanent cycle of poverty, especially those who mistakenly believe that they somehow have arrived, only a paycheck from foreclosure. Although we find black incomes at an all-time high, we still lack wealth, and we also lack the understanding of the purpose of wealth, which is safety, growth, and security. But it's not hard to turn this around. It will first require us to take a look at the bigger picture, and also it will require us to stop flossing. We have to understand that that $10 that we waste every day equals $300 a month. The same $300 that you find yourself missing every month. The same $300 required for you to invest into your family, into your community, and into your nation. Please join us on Facebook, African Money.
The Woman's Song Community Experience is an extension of the Woman's Song Facebook community. Woman's Song was created with the mission to promote sisterhood and solidarity amongst women of color the world over. The Community Experience radio broadcast is an outreach effort to bring lecturers, authors, healers, spiritualists, and others with the necessary information to assist us in our campaign to repair ourselves. Our community is in dire need of reformation. During this Renaissance period of awareness, we will honor the womb man, and we seek to bridge the gap of understanding, love, and the upliftment of our sisters in crisis. Will you join us? We need your help in bringing this new awakening to all who desire its enlightenment. Become a part of our commitment to elevation as we work together to lift the divine earth to their rightful places. Woman Song. She's singing.
Greetings. I'm Eric Teamer, host of Common Sense Conversations. Join me every Tuesday and Friday when I put common sense where it ain't so common. That's Common Sense Conversations every Tuesday and Friday, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, 3:30 Pacific. Common Sense Conversations on blogtalkradio.com.
Listen to Love in Black with Charles and Jalavette on the Tribal Family Station on blogtalkradio.com.
There we will share our experiences and our insights on marriage and love, sex, respect, and honor. We're on every Thursday evening on the Tribal Family Station.
African Knowledge Beyond the Book airs every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are a literary society dedicated to the study of African-based psychoanalytical texts. We hope you will join us as we delve into the inner working of our African consciousness. African Knowledge Beyond the Book, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Dang, the trees look nice today in the park, ain't it?
Yeah.
Peaceful.
I like that car over there.
Look at them.
Jobs. Oh.
Jobs?
Woo.
Hey, ain't
that
my
damn
thing?
Man,
looks like it.
Yeah.
You think you want to hear our stuff? You can, like, step to them like that?
Come on, let's
just
walk over there.
Yeah.
Snap your fingers.
Sitting on the corner curb, waiting for somebody to go by who wanted to smoke that herb with me. Wanted to put in on this weed, try for you, try for me, and maybe we can get a dime or two. If you got more, well, I only have a few. What can we do? We sitting on the curb with that urge to smoke some herb. For the need, for the urge to smoke herb, smoke some herb. For the need, for the urge to smoke herb, smoke some herb. For the need, for the urge to smoke herb, smoke some herb.
Take some out right now. Roll it out.
For the need, for the urge, smoke herb.
Yeah.
Smoke some herb. It's enjoyable. For the need, for the urge, smoke herb. Smoke some herb. It's enjoyable.
Thank you.
Father, mercy on our souls. Give them a blessing. Cause paganistic ways take control of our minds. Doing the things you told us not to do, unaware that they were sins. And I swear that we never knew that the only name you have is Yahweh Elohim, Holy Creator, King of all kings. We were raised to be Baptists, followers of the white Son of God, whose children attacked us. Doing the things that won't attract you, breaking your commandments, eating pig and getting tattooed. And we got a lot of nerve, for 6 days you worked, but till 7 days we don't deserve. And even though we live in shallow ways, we got a land full of black folks celebrating holidays. And our real heritage we forgot. God Most High, please forgive us, cause we know not. If each one is each one, we'll be better off. But the things we are taught is the reason we have lost. We've been in captivity for generations, loving our enemy when he's the one we should be hating. He's done a sin in every day, and it's a habit to lie, steal, and get blown away. And we mixing with the other races, cutting the hair off our head and the beards off our faces. But the heathen ain't to blame, we are finding material love and gold and cars. So what we gonna do? We need to stand up now and tell the Gentiles all through. Let them know that we ain't taking it no more. And fighting for the blackness is something to kill for. Let's do it now. We can't wait any longer. Around this pagan, we won't get any stronger. And it's gonna take everything we got to ask the Elohim to forgive us. Cause we know not. Attention to this Northwestern Black Hebrew Israelite revolution music that you're cruising down the hood to, sipping the good brew, scratching your head cause I'm telling you things that you never knew. And what I teach ain't make believe, because of changes made to the Bible you don't recognize the Elohim. Heathen, get your crew cause I got mine, breaking all of your laws, there's not a fine in your book big enough to convict us. We hope God's gonna kiss the boogeyman, try to get us. Let me tend to offend you, cause I'm not gonna deal with the evil that men do any longer. Every day reading up the Bible is what I do, instead of worshiping your paganistic idol. Blessed be the land of Israel, see a return, but in the meantime we dwell in a curse. It's time to repent for your sins, knowingly and unknowingly, all ye sinful kin. But don't call upon the wrong name, messing with the power of Yah ain't a game. And there's no church needed to learn, just a lot of common sense in the will to make your Bible pages turn. Shalom to all true black Hebrew Israelites, to the east, may the tribes reunite. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay, welcome back to African Aramean Scriptures with your host Charles Williams. We were discussing forbidden terms. I mean terms for forbidden mystical practices in the Bible. We're gonna do a reprise on the first word that we looked at. In the first segment, we looked at the word Nahash, Strong's number 5172. What we're going to do in the second segment, we're going to go deeper into that term, Nahash, and in that same passage from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, Kasim, spelled Kuf, Samik, Mem, Safet. And we're going to analyze these two terms, and we're going to show you how we derive at our own definitions. Okay? Now, the word nakash, from nakashim, yeah, or nakashu, rather, in Deuteronomy 18, is taken from, is spelled nun pet. Nun chet shin, excuse me. And it's taken from the parent root chet shin, pronounced kash. Ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible, index number 1182. And that particular, if you look at that root, and it means silence. And so what I did was, I had to find the root. And so I looked at the root for the Nun Chet, and it was in ancient Hebrew lexicon of Bible, index number 1320. And we know that means comfort. That's the name, Nach, Nun Chet. That's comfort. Like the Bible says, the comforter will come. Yeshua tells the disciples that. And Noah, the ancient patriarch, survivor of the flood, his name is spelled by this. So we know the first two that we thought were considered for a root, Chesh and Nach, aren't it. But the last one, Nun Shin, indicates deception. And that'll be pronounced Nash, or Nesh. And that's more like it. Because we know the serpent is the great deceit. And this is the root word for serpent. So, we can look at, and by looking at what the nun means seed of continuance. You're looking at the letter for its pictographic qualities. The nun is a symbol of a sprout. And the shin is a symbol of teeth. And we look at continuation, and you look at the shin, teeth, which is chewing or devouring or destroying. So you combine the two symbols going from right to left, and you're reading, it's saying continual pressure, the teeth apply pressure, the bite is pressure. So you can say continual pressure or continual consumption. That has been simplified, that concept has been simplified by English lexicographers as deception. That's how they translate the root. Okay? Now, combine, let's look at the whole term. Nun Chet Shin, the Nachash. Remember, the Nun represent the future, the seed, the sprout. The Chet represents a fence. Chet is a fence, a gate, a barrier, partition. And the shin, back representing pressure, teeth, devouring. And so, put them together, we can say that sprouting partition that is within or without destruction, meaning the sprout partitions destruction within itself and or without itself, on the inside and on the outside. Well, how does that relate to a snake, somebody may ask? What does that have to do with a snake? Well, a snake has venom, and some snakes are not venomous. We do know that, so we'll get to that later. But the venom can affect you, like some say spit it, that venom can come in contact with the skin and it can start to destroy flesh or destroy your nerves wherever it lands on the outside, or it can bite you and inject it and do it on the inside of you. And so there are snakes that's not venomous, they have, some of them have the capacity to strangle you, they can kill you from the exterior, and then what they do, they bring you within themselves. So it's still destruction within or without, within their body and without their body by strangulation. And what we said about snakes that aren't venomous or and just aren't deadly, well, they're the exception to the rule, but they are part of the same family, species of a creature. Okay? And so that's the significance of that. So, and the root is that it's deceptive because you lie to oftentimes makes you be, it's difficult to tell whether a snake, well, some it's not, sometimes the colorful ones indicate that they're deadliness, but then they're also like copycats that they look like deadly snakes, but they aren't. So, it's real, the snakes are deceptive. They're just tricky. That's just nature now, nature of the of that particular beast. Now, moving on to the next word from that passage, from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, the word kasim. And, okay, now, oh, let me back up here. I didn't finish with that nakash. Nakash is often translated as divination. And I have a problem with that translation, and I always will. Because divine means deity, and that Asian is a noun form. So it's trying to say that for a person, say that you are forbidden, when they translate this in English lexicographer saying that divination is forbidden, they're saying that you shouldn't make contact with the creator. All contact, that means they're basically saying you shouldn't even pray by using that definition. So we know that's a wrong definition. Okay? So we really should properly interpret and translate the term Nakash means mysteries that are revealed or practiced by way of the serpent power. Is a type of an oracle that is used by those who tap in devotees who worship the serpent power, those that worship the ancient serpent that is the devil. Okay? So that's what that's all about when you see that in passages. That's what they're talking about. Now this term Kasim, spelled Kuf, Samek, Mem, Safet, is translated in English Bibles and by English lexicographers as sorcery. Okay? But I'm going to have to disagree with that translation too. Because I just don't agree with nobody. I'm just such a difficult person to suffer a harsh critic on English translations. Sorcery literally means a person who declares by lot, who cast lots. That's from the Latin source, which is literally a lot. Now we just got to have doing. We did a program on Purim. We did it on the Tribal Family Station, the Bar Teshuva program with the Zavet Oz Hazarish. And then what it is. The lot is an actual tool of a divination. I mean, when you ask a question, you cast a horoscope at a certain time, and they do these calculations, they can divine an ounce. And that's sorcery. But this, kasim, does not inherently mean sorcery. That is casting a lot. And we'll show you how we arrive at this type, this definition. We'll go to the Ancient Hebrew Lexicon of the Bible by Jeff Benner. And the index number from that particular publication is 2718. And it's spelled Kuf, Samek, Mem, Safet. And the Kuf is a pictogram of a circuit. It's a circle with a line drawn through it, like a phi with the line going horizontal through the circle instead of vertical, like the Greek letter phi or phi. A calculus teacher used to call it, should say phi. And it symbolized circuit, a revolution. you know, basically like a planet, we're making the transits through the zodiac. I mean, through the sky, through the segments of the heaven. So that's what the Khu symbolizes. The Samech symbolizes support, stability. Now, we and the Mem symbolizes fluid, liquid. That's what the Mem represents. Now, what we had to do is we had to find the parent root. And so we had to do a little, we just do a little mix and match here. Figure out which root makes the most sense for the usage of the word in all the passages where it is found. So that's how we solve this problem. So we can, you know, make these writings more clear. Okay, now we combine the Kuf and the Samech. And we found a parent root for it in Jeff Bender's Ancient Hebrew Lexicon of the Bible, Index Number 1429. And we combined the Kuf in the Mem, Safet. And we found it as well in Ancient Hebrew Lexicon of the Bible, parent root, Index Number 1427. And then we also combined the Samech in the Mem, Safet to see what we could get from that too. So we combined like all three. In you know, in the left to right, I'm sorry, right to left order, and see which one makes the most sense. Now, the this one, the last one, the Kuf, the Samech Mem, meant established, to set in place, to store something, and the Kuf. And the Mem indicated that something would be moved through the circuit and yet supported. And then the Mem showing liquidity. So what we did was we combined all three. Since all three of these roots were not completely out of place, they all had some relationship to this word. We looked at with the forbidden practice. So whatever this person is with this mystical power, he makes his circuit through the society, supporting instability. So that's what we found, figured, determined that the Qasem is. That's the practice of a person using his mystical ability, and he basically is a charlatan. He tells lies. He misinterprets or disinterprets the omens intentionally to create mayhem. It may be to create false expectations in a particular event so he can prey upon the people. And that's the forbidden practice described as Qasem in the Hebrew text. It's not a sorcerer, because they don't tell you what a sorcerer really is. A sorcerer, we did it etymologically. We told you what a sorcerer is. And sorcery is not forbidden here. This Qasem is the person that's forbidden. And the Qasem is the person, the lying prophet, the lying astrologer, the lying dream interpreter. The mystic telling you to do a ritual and it's going to save your soul. Or saying he has heard from the gods, when he clearly has not. He tells you to go and sell your property, because that's what the Lord wants you to do. And really, he doesn't want you to sell that property. He wants to impoverish you or something to that effect. That's the Qasem. It's the lying mystic, the one who has fallen from the path and who is a son of destruction. And he misuses his talents to the point where he's not a benefit to the society to whom he belongs. But he's a detriment, and that person should be put to death. And that's why it's a capital punishment offense to be this kind of person. right, and so that will conclude this episode of African Aramean Scriptures, and we will continue next week. We will discuss the term the mantra and the astrologer and a few other new interesting words that we have never looked very closely at, so we can find out what they really mean and how the ancient Hebrews understood them as they received the word, the bar from the deities. All right, we'll see you next time. Spuato.